I want to go back to Israel, and I want to go as well to Iraq. Let's go first to Orly Halpern in Israel. And Orly, as Zara was saying to us there, nobody knows what happens next. Does Benjamin Netanyahu know what he's going to do next?
Well, that's a good question. I think right now it appears that everyone is in waiting mode to see how the Iranians are going to react. There have been discussions that this is what they're examining in the security cabinet. What are going to be the next scenarios and how Israel will respond to those possible scenarios? But right now we don't know. We had two barrages this morning of missiles from Iran, one at 7:30 a.m. local and one at 8. And they hit in three different parts of the country. I was at one of those sites this morning.
Is Benjamin Netanyahu now much more secure in his position of power than he was even 24, 48 hours ago?
Definitely more than he was before this started 10 days ago. Now it looks like this war will go on for some time. And the longer that there's a war that is ongoing, the less of a chance that his trial will continue. And it also, the whole country unites around him. Most Israelis are very supportive of this war.
Orly, thank you for joining us, albeit brief, from Israel. Let's go to Iraq, to Stuart Ramsey, chief correspondent with Sky News. He's in Erbil. Stuart, thanks for joining us. What is reaction in Baghdad like this morning to those US attacks on Iranian nuclear sites?
You know, we haven't heard much from the government here at all, nor, more importantly, the Shia militias. But both in the past have said that if an attack like this was to take place, then they would potentially attack American targets here. Just obviously had this press conference between the chairman and Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Defense Secretary in the United States. Although they went through the technicalities of the attack that took place, it was obviously incredibly sophisticated. They say perfectly executed attack. What was interesting is that a lot of the press conference was also about very clear warnings to Iran that they must not attack American assets in the region. Of course, that includes U.S. bases, particularly in Iraq and Syria. Those bases, they said, are on very high alert. They weren't told why they were on high alert. They were just told because of a deteriorating situation that they should get ready. They were only told after the attack had taken place as to why they need to be on such high alert. And the warning that they've said to both Iran, but more importantly, their proxies, both in Iraq and in Syria, is that it would be a very bad idea if they were to attack American personnel and American bases. And that was the absolute clear warning. They said about the force protection, they wouldn't go into the actual details. They said it was proactive and very thoughtful about protecting the forces. So there'll be a variety of protective plans that are in place. Effectively, I suspect it means that the American forces in the various bases here will be pulling inside and running very strict intelligence and security checks on everything. And if it's proactive, of course, they might be going after potential people who might potentially attack them.
Stuart Ramsey, chief correspondent with Sky News in northern Iraq. Good to talk to you from there this afternoon.